Lord, that my wife and I can be here together with you tonight.
多謝主俾我同我太太可以今日同大家一同嚟聚會。
We are going to read from the only book in the universe that we can call the Word of God.
我哋將會從宇宙裏面唯一一本我哋能夠話係神嘅話嘅書我哋睇一睇。我實在願意嘗試同大家分享今日能夠同大家一同嚟聚會實在一件何等美好嘅事。我哋若能夠更多珍惜我哋弟兄姊妹中間嘅交通，我哋就能夠更多渴慕能夠與其他弟兄姊妹有交通。咁啱啱幾日之前，我哋去到亞利桑那州嗰度，係同Helen King 同埋Stern 弟兄一同有交通。
I thought I would forget that if I put it in my pocket, which I did. Okay. The more we come to know the Lord, the more we will value fellowship.
我哋若認識主更多，我哋就更加寶貴弟兄姊妹中間嘅交通。
And Thornton told us a story.
方騰弟兄就同我講一個故事。
Many years ago, when he was in China.
好多年前佢喺中國。
Him and his family had Brother Watchman Nee in their home for about a month.
咁佢同佢一家就喺倪托星弟兄嘅家裏面有一個月嘅時間。
When Brother Nee was recovering from a very serious illness.
咁當時倪弟兄係從佢一個好嚴重嘅病當中能夠係康復緊。
And then they were going to go on the Stearns family were going to come back to New York City.
咁Stern弟兄一家人就要翻嚟紐約市嗰度。
So Brother Nee said to Brother Thornton's father,
咁倪弟兄就同Thornton 弟兄Thornton Stern 弟兄個爸爸咁樣講。
He said, "You need to go to London and meet Brother Sparks."
咁佢就叫佢你要去倫敦去見史伯克弟兄。
Do you know how far it is from New York City to London?
大家曉唔曉得從紐約市去倫敦有幾遠呢
？Let me just say, in those days, it took about 3 months.To get there.
咁喺嗰陣時嘅時代，要三個月嘅時間嚟去到嗰度嘅。
When the Stearns family got back to New York, the father got on a ship. I don't know the timing, and went to London.
咁當Stern弟兄一家人翻到去紐約市嘅時候，佢爸爸就即刻坐船去倫敦出發。
He traveled about 3 months and maybe 2,000 miles, maybe more.
咁用咗三個月嘅時間嚟去遊咗多過2000公里嘅路。
To have fellowship with our dear brother Sparks.
就係為著要同親愛嘅史伯克弟兄嚟有一啲嘅交通。
His father said his life was changed.
Stern 弟兄嘅爸爸就咁樣講嗰次交通之後佢嘅一生就改變過嚟。
So we've only come about 2,500 miles to be here with you tonight.
今次我冇需要走2000公里同大家有交通。
But we took a shortcut.
但我哋走咗捷徑。
It's hard to say shortcut in Chinese. But it's wonderful to be here.
實在能夠同大家弟兄姊妹一同嚟去聚會，實在係美好。
And we didn't take a ship.
我哋冇坐船嚟。
Well, we took an airship.
我哋坐一架飛船嚟。
And I still don't understand how they get off the ground.
我仍然都唔明白點解嗰架船能夠飛起嚟嘅。
But I'm learning that I don't have to understand it.
但我亦都慢慢學習，我唔需要曉得。
Here we are.
我今日就喺大家當中。
Thank the Lord.
實在感謝主。
The Lord has put something on my heart that I want to share with you.
主係將一個負擔放喺我心裏面，要同大家交通。
I may have mentioned this when I was here before. I'm not sure.
相信或者同大家上次同大家一從交通嘅時候，可能已經交通過。
But I'm going to talk to you tonight about what I believe is our greatest need.
咁今日願意同大家分享我相信認為我哋最大嘅需要。
Did you notice I didn't say how your greatest need?
大家有冇留意到我嘅題目唔係要同大家交通你最大嘅需要。
I said what I believe is our greatest need.
我同大家分享嘅係我哋嘅最大嘅需要。
It's mine and yours.
呢個極大嘅需要係我同埋你都有份嘅。
Our greatest need.
我哋最偉大最大嘅需要。
That we might know.The Lord Jesus Christ.
就係我哋要認識我哋嘅耶穌基督。
And in knowing Him, we will come to know our Father in heaven.
當我哋認識耶穌基督嘅時候，我哋就能夠認識天上嘅父。
I wish there was an easier way to know Him.
我實在希望有一條容易嘅路能夠去認識佢。
But I thank the Lord it's possible.
但係感謝主係可能嘅。
In fact, I believe that this precious Bible, from the front cover to the back cover,
我實在相信呢一本寶貴嘅聖經，由第一頁去到最後一頁
，is God's desire to reveal Himself to us.
係神自己嘅盼望，將自己能夠將佢向我哋顯露出嚟。
I think I would call that progressive revelation.
我實在要形容呢一個為漸進式嘅啟示。
Before we have a word of prayer and before I start speaking, I want to just make a comment.
我喺祈禱之前同大家分享信息之前，願意同大家交通一點。
I believe that the Lord prompted whoever chose the hymns tonight. I believe the Lord was in back of that.
我實在相信主係藉住聖靈帶領頭先呢位弟兄去揀頭先嘅詩歌。
I know a little bit about that second hymn we sang, "Break Thou the Bread of Life."
我對第二首所唱嘅詩歌係將呢個生命嘅糧係分出嚟我係有少少嘅認識。
That is a wonderful prayer.
呢一個係一個好美好嘅禱告。
And maybe I'll just remind you.That hymn was one of Brother Sparks' favorite hymns.
頭先呢一首詩歌就係其中一首史伯德克弟兄最喜愛一首詩歌。
I'll tell you another one.
我會同大家講另一首。
Of his favorites.
就係另一首史伯克弟兄好喜愛嘅。
Thine be the glory.
就係嗰個榮耀。
I think that's in your book.
相信喺我哋嘅詩歌本裏面有。
But one that's not in your book is another one.
另外一首唔喺我哋詩歌本嘅。
The Lord has yet more light and truth to break forth from His Word.
就係主有呢一個光同埋一個真理係藉住佢嘅話嚟去啟示出嚟。
That's not in the hymnary.
相信唔喺我哋用嘅詩歌本裏面。
But it's in the Christian song.
但係喺另一本嘅詩歌本裏面。
So, the first hymn we sang.
頭先我哋所唱嘅第一首詩歌。
It said this, something like this.
有咁樣記載。
Every moment, every hour.
每一時每一刻。
I'm learning to draw from your power.
我係要學習從主身上面支取能力。
That was a word for me tonight.
呢一個就係神賜俾我嘅話。
Did you know that God has a word for all of us tonight?
大家曉唔曉得主對我哋今晚每一個人都有話要講咧
？So I'm going to take that word for myself.
所以我要將呢一句話係應用喺我身上面。
Every moment, every hour, I want to draw from His power.
每一時每一刻，我都要喺主身上支取能力。
And my wife and I were just in Cuba with Brother Christian Chen and his wife for 2 weeks.
我同我太太啱啱喺古巴係同陳希珍弟兄同佢太太有兩個禮拜嘅時間。
And our dear brother reminded me in a message.
咁我哋親愛弟兄喺佢嘅信息裏面咁樣提醒我。
According to Ephesians 1 and verse 19 or 20, somewhere in there.
係根據以弗所書第一章第十九或者二十節咁樣記載。
God has given us resurrection power.
神已經將呢一個復活嘅大能賜過俾我哋。
Do you realize what that is?
大家曉唔曉得呢一個能力係咩咧？
Well, if you're here and you're a young person,
如果你今日在座當中係好年輕嘅，
and I remind you of my youth,
你就提醒我，我過去都曾經年輕過。
I didn't give that very much thought.
我冇好時常咁樣諗。
Even though I was a Christian.
即使我當時都已經係一個基督徒嘅。
Why?
點解咧？
Because I didn't feel weak.
因為我唔覺得我係軟弱嘅。
I don't know that I thought about it, but I just was pretty strong.
我覺得我好強壯。
But now.
但係現在。
It's different.
唔同啦。
So God has given us resurrection power.
神將呢一個復活嘅大能賜過俾我哋。
Now, you're being very quiet.
大家今晚好肅靜。
And if you get a little bit more expressive, you're going to encourage me.
如果你能夠有多啲表達，多啲回應，你會係鼓勵我。
So I can help you.
我能夠幫助你哋。
How?
點樣咧？
Well, how? That's Chinese. How? How? I say 你好，你好。
哦，喺中文講好，好，好。
I'm sorry, I'm not saying it right. If I do this,
如果咁樣做嘅時候，
all I want you to do is say.Amen.
我希望大家能够同声同意咁样讲阿门。
Or hallelujah.
或者讲 hallelujah.
Or just imagine you're in an old Pentecostal meeting and say, "Preach it, brother."
或者你可以想象喺一个属灵嘅聚会里面，你就叫弟兄，你快啲同我讲说话。
Now I want to say one more thing before I begin.
我开始之前再要同大家讲一点。
As you're sitting there and we're standing here.
当大家坐喺度，我哋企喺度嘅时候。
You know this already.
大家都曉得
God is looking into our heart.
神係望入我哋嘅心裏面。
Right?
係咪咧？
I can't see into your heart.
我唔能夠看入你個心。
You can see more into my heart because the Bible says, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh."
或者大家能夠睇入我嘅心裏面，因為從心裏面我哋嘅言語就發出。
But God's looking into our heart.
但係神實在係望進我哋嘅心裏面。
And listening to our heart.
亦都聽緊我哋嘅心。
So I'd rather you didn't do this out loud.
所以我唔係要大家大聲咁樣做。
But as I'm speaking tonight.
但係當我今天同大家交通嘅時候。
In the quietness of your heart.
喺你心裏面肅靜嘅時候。
Talk to the Lord.
你同主親自嘅對話。
In other words, if I tell you something like this,
換句話嚟講，若果我咁樣同大家交通，
brothers and sisters, I'm asking the Lord to give me a greater love for the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，我求神俾我對主嘅話有更大嘅熱心。
If you want that,
如果你同樣有咁樣嘅熱心嘅時候，
when I say something like that, in your heart say, Lord, I want that too.
如果我咁样交通嘅时候，你同样有咁样嘅同感， in、你自己向主讲我同样需要。
In this way, you can be talking to the Lord as I'm speaking.
咁样做嘅时候，你就能够喺我同大家交通嘅时候，你同主有亲自嘅回应。
And it won't be a distraction to him.
亦都对主嚟讲唔系一个嘅分心。
Because he knows everything about every one of us.
因为主晓得我哋在座当中每一位嘅意念。
So I'm going to speak tonight about this.
所以今天晚上願意同大家交通。
Personal.
就係好個人嘅。
Life changing.
係能夠改變一生嘅。
Divine revelation.
就係關及到呢一個屬天屬靈嘅啟示。
Of Jesus Christ.
就係主耶穌基督嘅啟示。
Now before I pray.
我祈禱之前。
Well, after I pray, I'm going to ask you a question.
咁祈禱之後，我會問大家一個問題。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我哋請低頭祈禱。
Father, I want to thank you with my brothers and sisters tonight.
天父，我實在感謝你能夠同大家一同聚會。
We are here gathered in your name.
我哋係奉你嘅名喺當中聚集。
We are here gathered around you.
我哋實在係圍繞你嚟去聚集。
We know that you are King in heaven.
我實在曉得你係天上嘅王。
But you are here.
但係你喺我哋當中。
And we thank you, you are here.
我哋實在感謝你喺我哋當中。
And you're speaking.
你實在向我哋說話。
Touch our ears.
求你摸着我哋耳朵。
Our spiritual ears.
摸着我哋属灵嘅耳朵。
That we can hear what you want to say to us.
俾我哋能够听到你要向我哋说嘅话。
Touch our eyes.
摸着我哋嘅眼。
Anoint them with your eye salve.
用你嘅眼药嚟去膏我哋嘅眼。
The eyes of our spirit.
就系我哋属灵嘅眼。
So that we can understand what you want to reveal to us.
使我哋能够明白你要向我哋启示出嚟嘅。
Bless your wonderful word to each one of us tonight.
祝福你自己话喺我哋身上面。
I know, Lord, you've provided an anointing for speaking.
实在你系用用你嘅灵去膏我哋讲嘅。
And I stand into that.
实在系喺藉住呢个站立喺你面前。
With my brother that's translating.
同我哋翻译嘅弟兄一同。
And you have an anointing for hearing.
你都要膏我哋嘅耳朵，要我哋听。
We all want to stand into that.
我哋实在系要站立喺你面前。
And may it all be for your glory.
愿一切都系为着你嘅荣耀。
I believe you want to change every one of our lives tonight.
你实在愿意今天晚上改变我哋每一个人嘅生命。
May we be eager and open for that in your mighty name.
俾我哋藉住你嘅名能够谦虚过嚟，打开我哋嘅心。
Amen.
阿门。
Now I want to ask you a question.
我要问大家一个问题。
A rhetorical question.
一个字面嘅问题。
You know what that means?
大家晓唔晓得呢个字点解咧？
You're not supposed to answer.
你唔需要回答我。
Everybody get that?
大家明唔明白咧？
I'm going to ask you a question.
我要问大家一个问题。
Don't answer.
唔好答我嘅一个问题。
Don't shake your head.
亦都唔好摇你嘅头。
Don't nod your head.
唔好低压你嘅头。
Don't blink your eyes.
你唔好眨眼。
Just sit there quiet.Watching me for the next when I ask you this question.
当我问你嘅问题就系坐喺度去听。
But I want you to answer it in your heart.
但系我希望你喺心里面回答。
Okay, if you're ready, put your hand up.
如果你系准备好请举手。
Okay. Here's the question.
呢一个就系个问题。
Do you believe that you have enough divine revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ?
你觉唔觉得自己？已经有足够关于耶稣基督属灵嘅启示咧。
Are you said the same question in a different word？
同样一个问题，换个话嚟问。
Are you satisfied with the amount the measure of the revelation of Jesus Christ that God has given you？
你对于神赐过俾你关于耶稣基督嘅启示满唔满足咧？
You're not going to tell me, right？
你唔要答我。
But I'm going to tell you what I hope you said in your heart.
但我实在希望你心里面系咁样回应嘅。
I hope you said.
我实在希望你咁样回应。
Man, I'm not satisfied.
我实在希望你咁样回应我唔满足。
I call that unsatisfied satisfaction.
咁我就形容呢一个为一个不满足嘅满足。
What do I mean?
我点解咩意思咧
？When you think about the Lord Jesus, how can we say we're not satisfied?
当你去默想耶稣基督嘅时候，我哋点样能够话我哋唔满足咧
？He gave us a measure of revelation by saving us.
佢藉住拯救我哋，已经将呢一个启示赐过俾我哋。
He's wonderful.
实在佢系美好，好伟大嘅。
But there's so much more of him to know.
但喺佢里面仲有好多嘅嘢我哋要认识。
Would you not agree with that? That there's so much more of him to know. Would you not agree?
你同唔同意咧？当我咁样讲，喺佢里面仲有好多嘢我哋需要认识嘅。Amen.
Oh, thank you.
感谢主。
You encourage me so much.
你实在鼓励我。
Our precious Lord Jesus.
我哋呢个亲爱宝贵嘅耶稣。
Is so great.
实在何等伟大。
I have a feeling.
我有一个感觉。
We will spend all of eternity.
我哋要喺永远里面花呢一个时间。
Learning Christ.
就要学习认识。
Isn't that amazing?
系咪实在好诧异咧
？If it's true, isn't that amazing?
系咪好惊讶咧？大家。
So here we are tonight.
今天晚上。
And I think all of us are saying in our heart.
实在相信喺我哋心里面都咁样讲。
Lord,
主
，reveal yourself to me.
将你自己向我哋启示。
Give me more divine, personal, life-changing, divine revelation of Christ.
俾我哋更多个人能够改变我哋生命。关于基督的属灵这个启示。
And Lord, begin that tonight.
主今天晚上就开始。
If he does that,
如果他这样做的时候
in your life,
你的生命
you take a stake tonight and a hammer and drive a stake in the ground and said, God met me on this night, what's it, 26th or 27th? 27th?
如果咁做嘅時候，你能夠將一條木條打喺呢個地方，就話喺2017年1月27日，你咁樣向我啟示。
On the 27th of January 2017, God spoke to me and began a new work in my life.
就喺2017年1月27日喺呢一笪地方，主係向我説話，喺改變我嘅一生。
I want that.
我實在希望咁樣得到。
God has shown me something of Christ.
神是将基督的启示赐过俾我哋。
But I want that more.
我实在要渴求更多。
And last night we were in the prayer meeting in San Bruno.
昨晚我喺San Bruno 神的家嘅祷告聚会里面。
And a number of brothers and sisters prayed this prayer.
有几个嘅弟兄姊妹咁样祈祷。
Lord, make us hungry.
主叫我。
Lord, make us thirsty.
叫我饥渴。
Create a new hunger within, a greater hunger within us for Christ.
将我哋心里面俾更多嘅饥渴，我哋向着基督。
And I don't know everything that's happening in heaven.
我唔晓得喺天堂里面发生咩事情。
But I have a feeling.
但我一个感觉。
That's number one.
呢一个系第一重要嘅事。
It pleases God.
呢一个实在系使主得到满足。
To reveal His Son.
当他能够将他的儿子启示给我们的时候，他就得到喜乐。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，Tonight tell him，
今天晚上你向主这样讲
，As for me, Lord，
求你
，I don't know what it will take，
我实在不知道 要做什么
，But begin to show me more of Christ tonight，
求你今天晚上叫我们更加看见基督。
So I'm having a bit of a battle tonight in myself，
在我里面有少少的挣扎。
I don't know whether to go left or right in my message.
喺我嘅信息里边，我唔晓得应该向左边走定系向右边走。
I have two messages.
我有两个信息预备咗。
What time can we be here till tonight?
我哋今天晚上几点系完结咧
？Well, you know what? When the Lord's here.
但系大家晓唔晓得，当主喺我哋当中嘅时候
，When we're all aware that He's speaking.
当我哋晓得主亲自向我哋说话嘅时候
，And we're looking for Him.
当我哋去寻求主嘅
时候 ，We lose track of time.
我哋就忘记咗时间。
And you're probably saying in your heart, "Man, never mind the time."
或者喺心里面你咁样讲，唔使担心，讲到几长。
But it's so wonderful to be gathered around him.
实在能够喺佢同佢一同嘅聚会，一同嘅聚集，实在系美好。
I have been studying a little bit in the Word of God, or recognizing men in the Bible, people in the Bible, to whom God revealed Himself.
我在主的话里面找到一些人神是向他们作特别的启示的。
And I don't know when I'm going to be back here.
我不晓得我下次几时会再来到这里和大家有交通。
But I know I don't have time to go through the whole list.
但我晓得我没有时间能够逐一的和大家分享。
So I'm going to take just a few moments for my first message and then I'm going to go into my second.
所以我会花少少时间同大家分享我第一个信息，之后就会走进去第二个信息嗰度。
I was wondering in the Bible who was the first one that God appeared to。
咁我就喺度谂喺圣经里边神系向边一个人第一次向佢显露嘅咧
？And I discovered。
咁我就发现
it was Abraham。
就系亚伯拉罕。
Now, if you discover something else, tell me. Send me an email or tell me. I'm open to that.
如果你大家有第二啲嘅睇见，你能够打个电邮俾我，话俾我听，同我分享。
But I think the first one that God appeared to was Abraham.
但系我相信第一个神向人显现嘅就系亚伯拉罕。
Now, how did He choose Abraham?
神点解拣选亚伯拉罕呢
？Abraham was an idol worshipper.
亚伯拉罕系一个拜偶像嘅人。
And in Acts 7, don't turn to these scriptures except for him, but we don't have time.
在《使徒行传》第七章，大家唔需要见到。
Unless you're very quick in your Bible.
大家唔需要见到呢啲圣经，除非你见得好快。
But Joshua tells us that Abraham was in an idol-worshipping family.
约书亚就系咁样形容亚伯拉罕。亚伯拉罕嘅一家都系拜偶像嘅。
And it's from Stephen's message in Acts chapter 7 that we learn. The God of glory appeared to Abraham.
就喺使徒行传第七章喺使提反嘅信息嗰度，就系咁样讲，一个荣耀嘅神就向亚伯拉罕显现。
Did you ever think of what it means the God of glory?
大家有冇咁样谂过？荣耀嘅神系咩意思咧
？I think I read that Brother Sparks had difficulty defining the word glory.
我记得喺史伯克弟兄嘅信息里边咁样写，佢对荣耀呢一个字好难形容。
If he had difficulty with that, where am I?
若果史伯克弟兄都有咁样嘅困难嘅时候。咁我哋點樣能夠形容呢個字咧
？The God of glory appeared to Abraham.
榮耀嘅神向亞伯拉罕顯現。
When he was in Haran, before Genesis chapter 12.
喺創世記第十二章之前，當亞伯拉罕仍然喺哈蘭呢個地方。
Now somebody said this.
有人咁樣講。
God was looking for a man.
神係要尋找一個人。
We know way ahead in Ezekiel, we find the scripture that.God said, I search for a man.
我哋記得喺以西結書嗰度講，神係尋找一個人。
Who would stand in the gap and pray because I didn't want to judge the country.
呢一個人就係要喺呢一個空隙裏面、岩隙裏面去祈禱。
And in Ezekiel's day, he couldn't find a man.
但係喺以西結嘅時代，佢唔能夠找到呢個人。
Back in Genesis,
但是在創世記的時候,
he found a man.
神就找到這個人,
Abraham.
就是亞伯拉罕。
With Abraham, God began a new beginning in the book of Genesis.
就是, 在亞伯拉罕那裡, 就開始創世記這一卷書。
The devil had come in and robbed and taken the earth.
魔鬼, 進入這個世界, 是搶走這個, 宇宙。
And in God's heart, he said, I'll get it back.
但是在神的心里面他要将这个世界拿回来。
But I'll use man.
但我要藉着人。
So he chose Abraham.
所以他揀选亚伯拉罕。
A man.
就是一个人。
Then a family.
就是一家人。
Abraham's family.
就是亚伯拉罕一家。
Then a nation.
就是一个国家。
The nation of Israel.
就是以色列这个国家。
And finally, God would get the earth.
就是藉着这个国家神要将这个世界拿回来。
Through man.
就是藉着人。
So as far as I can tell, Abraham was the first one that God appeared to.
所以我認為亞伯拉罕就係神向人第一次嘅顯現。
And God blessed Abraham.
神係祝福亞伯拉罕。
God tested Abraham.
神亦都試驗亞伯拉罕。
God appeared to him more than once.
神亦都向亞伯拉罕多次嘅顯現。
And Abraham built four altars.
亞伯拉罕亦都建咗四個嘅壇。
And the altar always speaks to us of the cross.
而呢四個壇就係代表著十字架嘅意思。
And every altar he built was a greater and a new consecration to God.
每一次佢起嘅壇就係代表佢更多嘅將自己獻俾神。
God always reserves the right to test us.
神时常都有呢个权利嚟去试验我哋。
Well, Brother Sparks called it child training.
史伯克弟兄咁样形容呢啲嘅试验就系要训练一个嘅小孩子。
I like that term.
我实在好喜爱呢个形容词。
I don't like the word discipline.
我唔係好中意用管教嚟形容呢個詞。
Or chastening.
或者去責備。
I shouldn't say I don't like those words because they're in the Bible.
我唔係話我唔喜愛呢啲詞，因為呢啲都係神嘅話。
But child training is what Brother Sparks says God wants to train us as children so that we become sons.
但係訓練一個孩童就係史伯克弟兄咁樣形容就係神要訓練我哋從孩童。成為兒子。
Did you know that God wants to do that with every one of us?
大家曉唔曉得神要喺我哋身上都要咁樣作咧
？God loves children.
神實在喜愛孩童。
And He loves babies.
佢亦都喜愛嬰孩。
And we all join His family as babies.
我哋都係入神嘅家嘅時候都係一個嬰孩嘅進入佢嘅家。
Just a little word on the side. I'll give you now.Two days ago,
兩日之前,
I held a little baby in my arms.
我就抱一個好細嘅嬰孩喺我嘅手裏面。
Less than a day old.
呢個嬰孩一日 都未夠。
First time I ever did that.
我係第一次咁樣抱一個咁細個嘅嬰孩。
Well, I said a little baby. This baby was 9 pounds 13 ounces.
我話係一個小嬰孩，但係佢有9磅10磅重嘅。
And I held that little miracle in my arms.
咁就將呢一個奇蹟抱喺我嘅手裏面。
I said incredible.
我實在話唔可思不可思議。
And I loved it.
我實在好
And God loves babies.
神亦都好喜愛嬰孩。
But if in 10 years.
但喺十年之後。
Or 15.
或者15年之後。
That mother that I held the baby for the other day, if she's still feeding that boy at 15 and with a bottle, something's wrong.
若果15年之後，呢一個媽媽仍然係用奶樽去喂呢一個15歲大嘅人嘅時候，有啲問題啦。
So God wants us all to grow up to be sons.
所以神希望我哋每一個都成長成為兒子。
Who can take responsibility?
可以擔當一啲責任。
In His family.
喺神嘅家裏面。
So He will train us.
所以神會訓練我哋。
And He will test us.
佢會試驗我哋。
And if we reject the testing,
若果我哋拒絕呢一個嘅試煉，
we go around the mountain.
我哋就喺呢一個山底搖住嚟走。
And God will try again.
神就會再一次去試驗我哋。
Because He wants sons.
因為神要得到嘅係兒子。
I have 2 sons.
我有兩個兒子。
They were 3 months and 5 weeks when we first got them. Little babies.
當我第一次見佢哋嘅時候係3個月5日嘅時大。
So I have an idea on a natural plane what God's after.
所以我大約曉得神要得到嘅係啲乜嘢。
So God, the God of glory appeared to Abraham.
榮耀嘅神向亞伯拉罕顯現。
And then God began to work in his life.
神就喺佢嘅生命裏面去工作。
And God tested him in various ways.
神亦都喺唔同嘅方面去試驗佢。
And some of the tests that God gave Abraham, he failed.
神有啲俾亞伯拉罕嘅試煉，亞伯拉罕係失敗。
One test he failed.
其中一個試煉佢失敗嘅咧。
When there was a famine, he went to Egypt.
當有饑荒嘅時候，佢就逃去埃及。
And in Egypt, he lied about Sarah.
咁喺埃及裏面就為著撒拉嚟去講大話。
Amazingly, God watched over him and dealt with the king that was on the throne in that country because of Abraham's sin.
但係好奇妙嘅，神就保護亞伯拉罕，就係改變當時埃及嘅王。
And then Abraham had another failure.
咁亞伯拉罕有另一次嘅失敗。
God was promising him and Sarah a son.
神係應許佢同撒拉有一個兒子。
But he listened to his wife.
但係佢聽咗佢太太嘅話。
No, that's not always a failure.
聽太太嘅話唔係大多時候都係一個失敗嚟嘅。
I want to clarify that.
我要澄清呢一點。
The Bible says very clearly.
聖經好清楚地告訴我哋。
In Ephesians chapter 5.
喺以弗所書第五章。
Before it tells the wives to submit themselves to the husband, before that,
係叫妻子去順服丈夫之前，
God says, submit yourselves one to another.
神要咁樣去要叫我哋去彼此順服。
So sometimes I need to listen to her and do what she says.
所以有時候我要聽我太太嘅話去做佢講嘅嘢。
But Abraham listened to Sarah and he failed the test.
但係亞伯拉罕聽咗撒拉嘅話，佢就喺呢一個試驗裏面失敗。
And what do we have now?
咁我哋而家呢個世界裏邊有啲咩咧？
All the worldwide results of Ishmael.
就係以實瑪利出嚟嘅結果。
But I have to hurry.
我要盡快講啦。
In Genesis 22.
喺創世記第22章。
We come to the greatest test in the life of Abraham.
我就嚟到亞伯拉罕一生裏面最大嘅試驗。
I'll say that again.
我再一次咁樣講。
The greatest test in the life of Abraham.
就係喺亞伯拉罕一生裏面最大嘅試驗。
When you read about Abraham in the Bible, many times even in the New Testament, you'll come across this word, promise.
當我哋去睇神嘅話，特別喺新約嘅時候，我哋就睇到呢一個詞講到應許。
It was impossible for him and Sarah to have a baby.
喺人嘅角度，亞伯拉罕同撒拉冇可能有嬰孩嘅。
But God said
但是神这样说，
You're going to have a child.
你要生一个儿子出来。
And they laughed.
亚伯拉罕和撒拉就笑。
But it happened.
但是就发生了。
And if you know your Bible, you know it happened.
如果你有看圣经，你就晓得实在发生。
God gave them Isaac.
神将以撒是赐过给他们。
A miracle from the beginning. Isaac was a miracle.
是由以撒出生开始就是一个奇迹。
When Isaac was about 25 or 30, I think,
当以撒大约25岁或者30岁的时候，
a strong young man,
是一个很强壮的年轻人，
God spoke to Abraham and said this,
神就这样跟亚伯拉罕这样说，
I want you to take your son Isaac and offer him as a sacrifice on the altar.
我要你将你的儿子以撒在坛上面献祭给我。
I was shocked a little while ago when I read about some Bible commentators that said God would never do that. That's never do that.
当我前面日子睇到一啲读圣经嘅人话神永远都唔会咁样要求人咁样做嘅时候，我实在好惊讶。
But the Bible is very clear.
但系圣经系好清楚咁样讲明。
God spoke to Abraham and said, "I want you to take your son and offer him as an offering." On an island that I, on a mountain that I will show you.
圣经是很清楚地说，神是要亚伯拉罕，要在神指定的山上面将以撒献为燔祭。
Pardon me, in Genesis 22 and verse 1,
在创世纪第22章第一节，
correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's in the first verse, Abraham's response was, Here am I, Lord.
就喺嗰度，亚伯拉罕嘅回应就系咁样讲：我在这里。
Is that right？
我在这里。
Yeah, yeah. Are you with me？
你仲系咪听紧我讲咧
？How many here have a son？
喺我哋在座当中有边一个系一个儿子咧
？Oh, I know that Eddie and his wife have a number of sons。
我晓得Eddie 弟兄同佢太太有好多嘅儿子。
And one of them played the piano tonight. That was a blessing.
其中一个就头先系司琴嘅，就是一个好大嘅祝福。
God said to Abraham，
神就咁样同亚伯拉罕讲
，Take your son Isaac，
带你嘅儿子以撒
，and offer him on the altar on the mountain. I'll tell you，
喺我所指示你嘅山上面将佢献为燔祭。
This was not the first time that God gave Abraham a command and didn't tell him the whole thing.
呢一次唔系第一次，神系吩咐亚伯拉罕咁样做，而冇将个原因系话俾佢听。
I try to imagine.
咁我尝试去想象
what that night was like for Abraham.
嗰一晚亚伯拉罕系点样谂嘅咧
？Because the next morning, he got up early and obeyed the Lord.
因为第二朝早上，佢就清晨起来，就听主嘅话。
He took Isaac.
咁就带以撒。
And the wood.
就同埋带嗰啲木。
And a knife.
同埋刀。
And the fire.
同埋带火。
And I think two servants.
亦都带咗两个仆人。
And a donkey or two.
带咗两只驴。
And they struck out.
就上呢个山上面。
I noticed something about Abraham.
我实在喺亚伯拉罕身上面留意到一点。
He did not complain.
他完全没有任何的投诉。
He did not say, This can't be you, Lord.
他也没有说，没可能的神。
You gave him to us.
他没有这样说，你将以撒赐过给我。
He's our miracle son.
他是我的奇迹的儿子。
The seed, he's the seed.
他就是那个种。
You tell me my seed's going to be blessed all the nations, he's it.
你祝福我，我的后裔要得到祝福。
And now you're saying sacrifice him?
但系而家你要叫我去将佢献佢为祭。
He didn't say any of that.
亚伯拉罕从来都冇咁样问。
He didn't complain.
亦都冇向神作出咩投诉。
He didn't grumble.
亦都冇埋怨。
He didn't. I think he didn't even ask the Lord why.
我相信佢亦都冇问神点解。
He just got up and obeyed.
佢就起来去听神嘅话。
I don't know if he has a pillow in his bed.
我不知道他在床里面有没有枕头。
But if he did, it was wet that morning with tears, I think.
但如果他有枕头的时候，我实在相信那一晚他是流泪，流到整个枕头都湿了。
And if he wept that night, he had to hide it from Sarah.
如果那一晚他这样流泪的时候，他也都要从他太太身上面隐藏过来。
Can you imagine what Sarah would have done if she had thought what he was going to do?
大家想不想像到若果撒拉曉得亞伯拉罕要這樣做的時候，撒拉會有什麼反應呢？
Nobody knew but Abraham and God.
沒有其他人知道，唯有亞伯拉罕和神。
We say Abraham had a secret history with God.
我可以這樣說，亞伯拉罕和神有一個秘密的歷史。
Nobody knew.
其他人不知道的。
I have another rhetorical question for you.
我向大家有另一個字面嘅問題。
Do you have a secret history with God?
你同神有冇一個秘密隱密嘅歷史咧？
God wants us all to have that.
神實在盼望我哋同佢每一個人都有呢一個隱密嘅歷史。
We sang a song about walking alone with God.
頭先我哋唱呢首詩歌講係與神單獨嘅同行。
Abraham was all alone.
亞伯拉罕就係咁樣單獨嘅與神同行。
Except for God.
就係同神，唯有同神。
And he got up the next morning and left.
第一朝清早起來，佢就離開。
And they came to the place.
就嚟到嗰一個所指定嘅山上面。
Well, let me just go back a moment and underline something.
咁我去走翻後一步。
Whatever God is doing in your life,
無論神喺你身上面作緊啲咩事情
，and mine，
喺我或者喺我身上作緊啲咩工作
，I don't know what it is，
我唔曉得佢係作緊乜嘢
，that God's doing in your life，
我亦都唔曉得神喺你身上面作緊咩工事。
I know what He's after in your life，
但係我曉得佢要喺你身上面人生上面得到啲乜嘢
，because He's after the same in mine，
因為我曉得。他同樣要在我身上得到一些東西。
He wants to grow us up as sons.
他要將我們訓練長大成為兒子。
That can share the responsibility in his house.
能夠在他的家裡面和他分擔這個責任。
That's his purpose.
這個就是他的目的。
I believe it's a pretty big part of his eternal purpose.
我實在這個目的就是在他永遠的旨意裡面一個很大的部分。
To work in us in such a way that to conform us to the image of Christ.
他是要將我們模成耶穌基督的樣式。
That's Romans 8:29.
就是羅馬書第八章第二十九節這樣說。
To conform us.
要去將我們模成。
To the image of Christ.
基督的樣式。
God has one glorious, precious Son.
神就是有一個榮耀寶貴的獨生兒子。
In whom he is greatly and well pleased.
神就是因著這個兒子，他是大大的喜樂。
And he wants to conform all of us to that image.
他要我們每一個人都被模成他這個兒子的樣式。
A great part of his being able to do that is if he can give us personal, life-changing, divine revelation of Jesus Christ.
他要這樣做的時候，他就要將這個個人能夠改變一生這個屬天的耶穌基督的啟示賜過給我們。
Jesus said of Abraham，
耶穌這樣去說亞伯拉罕，
Abraham rejoiced to see my day，
亞伯拉罕為著我的日子而喜樂。
And he saw it and was glad，
亞伯拉罕見到這個日子他就喜樂。
Did you ever think of that?
大家有沒有這樣思想呢？
Well, the Jews said to Jesus, "You're not even that old. What do you know about that?"
嗰陣時啲人就話，你都唔係咁年長，你點會可以認識亞伯拉罕呢？
They didn't realize.
但係嗰陣時嘅人唔曉得。
That they were talking to God's son.
佢哋唔曉得，佢哋就係同神嘅兒子嚟去對話。
And he was with God from before the beginning.
他們也不曉得原來耶穌在太初的時候已經與神同在。
And he said，
主耶穌這樣說，
Abraham rejoiced to see my day。
亞伯拉罕因著我的日子來去歡喜。
Can I paraphrase that for you this evening？
今天晚上願意轉一句話來去說。
Abraham rejoiced because he received personal life-changing divine revelation of Jesus Christ。
亞伯拉罕歡喜，因為他得到這個個人改變一生的屬天的耶穌基督的啟示。
hundreds of years before the incarnation.
就係喺耶穌道成肉身一千千幾年之前已經發生。
That tells us something about revelation of Christ.
呢個就能夠告訴我哋耶穌基督嘅啟示係咩回事。
When God gives that to us, even in a small measure, we're caused to rejoice.
當神將呢一個耶穌基督嘅啟示，即使係少少嘅賜過俾我哋嘅時候，我哋嘅心就能夠歡喜。
Turn in your Bible to Matthew 23.
我哋再請打開馬太福音第二十八章。
I think it's Matthew 22.
馬太福音第二十二章。
Matthew 22 verses 31 and 32.
馬太福音第二十二章第三十一同第三十二節。
And verse 33 as well.
同埋第三十三節。
But as touching the resurrection of the dead, have ye not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And when the multitude heard this, they were astonished at his doctrine.
论到死人复活，神在经上向你们所说的，你们没有念过吗？他说，我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。众人听见这话，就希奇他的教训。
And then over to the Gospel of John, chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
Verse 56.
第五十六节。
John 8:56.
约翰福音第八章第五十六节。
Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad.
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜的仰望我的日子。既看見了就快樂。
I forgot to ask the brothers what time I'm supposed to end.
我實在唔記得，我問弟兄，我究竟要幾多點完結
？Now，
係咪而家咧
？I don't know what you're saying. Oh, thank you.Wonderful. Turn back to Genesis 22.
请再翻去创世记第二十二章。
As I'm sharing tonight, and I've been talking to you about you.Having fellowship with the Lord even while I'm speaking.
当我同大家交通嘅时候，实在愿意大家同主亲自有呢个嘅交通。
I want to tell you what I believe God is waiting for from you.
我愿意同你分享，神系一直等候从我哋身上面得到一啲嘢。
Right in this moment.
就系喺呢一刻，佢就咁样等待。
I believe God is waiting for all of us individually to say to Him these words.
我相信。神是等緊我哋每一個人去講呢啲嘅話。
Here I am, Lord.
我在這裏，主。
Those three words.
就係呢三個、呢四個字，我在這裏。
Lord, I'm yours.
主，我係屬於你嘅。
I don't want to hold anything back from you.
我唔願意係將自己保留任何嘢。
I belong to you.
我係屬於你嘅。
I do not belong to myself.
我唔屬於我自己。
I give you the right to do whatever you want with me.
我實在將呢一個嘅權利係歸俾你，使你能夠喺我身上作任何嘅事情。
That's what I believe Abraham said to the Lord in verse 1 of chapter 22.
我實在當我睇二十二章第一節嗰陣時，我就係相信亞伯拉罕就係當時嘅態度就係咁樣。
Said here I am.
就係講我在這裏。
I'm yours.
我係屬於你嘅。
It's a great thing to say that to the Lord.
若果我哋能够向主有咁样嘅回应嘅时候，是一件好美丽嘅事情。
When we say that to Him, we give Him the right to do whatever He needs to do to give us this wonderful revelation of Christ.
当我哋向主咁样讲嘅时候，我哋就俾主有呢个权利喺我哋身上将佢嘅启示赐过俾我哋。
Look at verse 5 of chapter 22 of Genesis for a moment.
我哋睇下第五節。
I'll try to go quickly through this chapter.
我願意很快地去立一立這篇的經文。
Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you.
亞伯拉罕對他的僕人說, 你們和奴在此等我, 我與孩子往那裡去拜一拜, 就回到你們這裡來。
Did you see that?
大家看不看到呢?
Abraham said to his servants,
亞伯拉罕就這樣對他的僕人這樣說,
you stay here.
你在這裡等候。
Isaac and myself are going to go yonder.
我和以撒就會去那裡。
We're going to worship.
我們去那裡拜一拜。
We're going to worship. Plural, we're going to worship.
我們要去那裡拜一拜。
And plural, we're going to come back.
我們就要回來你們這裡。
Well, now wait a minute.
但等一等,
what did God tell him to do?
但神怎樣去吩咐亞伯拉罕呢?
To sacrifice his son.
就是將他的兒子獻出來。
What did Abraham see? When Jesus said Abraham saw my day, what did he see?
當耶穌說亞伯拉罕見到我的日子的時候, 亞伯拉罕見到什麼呢?
I have a feeling.
我有這樣的感覺。
He saw in his spirit something about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
就在他的靈裡面, 見到一些關於耶穌基督復活的事情。
And Hebrew, the book of Hebrews tells us that he believed, well, I'm just going to paraphrase, he believed if he went there and obeyed God and killed his son, God would raise him up and they'd both come back and worship.
就希伯來書這樣說,亞伯拉罕相信,當他去那裡,去將他兒子獻出來的時候,神要將他的兒子復活過來。Do
you wonder why Abraham is called the father of faith?
大家有沒有想過為何亞伯拉罕被稱為信心之父呢?
That's amazing.
實在是很驚人的事。
Notice it was plural. He said, we're going to worship.
我們實在要留意,在這裡講到是我們這個眾數。
Sometimes people that write biographies of Bible characters, they write a biography of Abraham and Jacob, and they don't say anything about Isaac.
有很多記載聖經的學者, 當他們去寫亞伯拉罕的事情的時候, 他會記載亞伯拉罕,會記載雅各, 但不會記載以撒。
Well, they say, Isaac didn't do anything.
他們就說,以撒在他一生中沒有做過什麼事情。
Oh, but he did.
但他實在做了很大的事情。
Remember what Jesus said.
大家記不記得耶穌怎樣說呢?
And it wasn't only in Matthew, you'll find it a number of times throughout the Bible.
不單止在馬太福音, 在聖經各處都這樣見到。
God is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
神是亞伯拉罕的神, 以撒的神, 雅各的神。
Oh, I love what he said after that.
我實在喜愛之後主這樣說,
God's not the God of the dead, he's the God of the living.
神不是死人的神, 卻是活人的神。
Listen, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹要聽這一點,
as we sit here tonight,
當我們坐在這裡,
Abraham is alive.
亞伯拉罕是活的,
Isaac is living.
以撒是活的,
and Jacob,
雅各,
it's got to be.
實在他是活的,
and so someday we're going to live.
所以在那一天我們都要活過來,
forever.
永遠的活過來,
well, we're living now, but we're going to live forever.
我們現在已經是活緊, 但我們要在永遠裡面一直活。
So Isaac worshipped with Abraham.
所以以撒就跟亞伯拉罕一同的敬拜。
How did he do that?
他怎樣做呢?
Well, I believe this way.
我實在這樣相信。
He was a strong young man.
他當時是一個強壯的年輕人。
He could overpower his father at any time.
他能夠在每一個時刻能夠去對抗他的父親。
Well, I was reading today, way back in Genesis 18, Abraham was 99.
但當我看創世記第18章的時候, 當時亞伯拉罕已經99歲。
And in chapter 18 of Genesis, when those three men came to visit Abraham, he's sitting in the tent door, remember?
記不記得在第18章那裡, 那三個人來到帳幕來去探亞伯拉罕的時候,
Abraham ran to meet them.
亞伯拉罕就走去, 要去遇見他們。
99.
99歲。
I said, wow.
我實在很驚訝。
So here, Isaac could have overcome him, I'm sure.
所以在這裡的時候, 我實在相信以撒能夠對抗亞伯拉罕。
Look at what happens.
但我們看看發生什麼事情。
Verse 7.
第七節,
Isaac spake unto Now Isaac said something to Abraham.
以撒就跟亞伯拉罕這樣說,
My father, he said,
父親啊,
And Abraham said, "Here am I."
伯拉罕就说,我在这里。
And he said, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering?"
以撒说,请喝,火和柴都有了,但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢?
And Abraham said,
伯拉罕就回答,我神必自己预备作燔祭的羊羔。
For a burnt offering, so they went both of them together.
所以两人就一同的同行。
Verse 9.
第九节,
and they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there. And laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood.
他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒，放在坛的柴上。
I don't know if I'm right in thinking this.
我这样想，不知道对不对。
But I have a feeling.
但我有这样的感觉。
Isaac climbed up on the altar and laid down, and Abraham tied him up.
以撒自己。 琴上个坛上面,瞓低,之后亚伯拉罕就绑起佢。
And by this act of submission to his father,
以撒就是这样去信服他的父亲,
he worshipped.
他就敬拜。
And he's one with Abraham. And I think this, the word worship, this is the first mention, I think, in the Bible.
我相信敬拜这个字,就在圣经这一处第一次的记载。
Verse 10.
第十节。 亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。
And the angel of the Lord called him, and he said, "Here am I."
耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。”他说：“我在这里。”
In verse 11, we have the first double calling in the Bible.
在第十一节那里，圣经第一次重复的去呼召一个人。
Brother Christian Chen spoke in Cuba just recently. 16 messages.
剛剛在古巴,陳希珍弟兄就跟我們分享了16次的訊息。
And it was wonderful.
實在是很美好的。
And one of the themes that he wove into his messages was the double callings in the Bible.
其中一個的題目就是講到聖經裡面重複的呼召。
There are eight.
有8次這樣是重複的呼召。
Seven individual double callings and one corporate.
有七個人被重複的去呼召。
This is the first one.
這裡是第一次。
Abraham, Abraham.
就是亞伯拉罕，亞伯拉罕。
Jacob, Jacob.
雅各，雅各。
Samuel, Samuel.
撒母耳，撒母耳。
I missed Moses. Moses, Moses.
摩西，摩西。
That's the four in the old.
就在舊約裡面四個。
In the new.
在新約裡面。
Martha, Martha.
馬大，馬大。
Saul, Saul.
Saul, Saul.
Simon, Simon.
Simon, Simon.
Those seven individual double callings.
就是这七个人身上面有重复的呼召。
And the corporate call is Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
这个团体的呼召就是耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷。
Notice the angel of the Lord called to Abraham out of heaven.
在这里见到神的使者是从天上面去叫亚伯拉罕。
What does that mean?
什么意思呢?
God gave Abraham an open heaven.
神就将天为着亚伯拉罕打开。
And God could speak to him from heaven.
神就能够从天上面向亚伯拉罕说话。
Verse 12.
第12节。
And lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fear, thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me.
天使说，你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。 现在我知道你是敬畏神的了, 因为你没有将你的儿子, 就是你独生的儿子, 留下不给我。
God knows everything about us.
神, 我认识我们, 每一个人。
Everything.
我们每一个人, 所有的事情,
we came into this gathering tonight and sat down, God knew about that.
我们今天晚上来到这处聚会, 坐下, 去听他的话, 神一早已经晓得。
And yet he says to Abraham,
但在这里他这样跟亚伯拉罕说，Now
I know that you fear God.
在这里说，我现在知道你是敬畏神的了。
And you know what Abraham was doing?
大家晓得亚伯拉罕当时做什么呢？
He was acting out what God was going to do one day with his son.
他就晓得原来神有一天就是要这样向他自己的独生儿子这样做。
Only on that day, God knew there would not be a ram caught in the thicket. There would be no other one, but the Lord Jesus Christ would have to die on the cross.
唯有神自己晓得在那一天再没有其他的羔羊能够代替他自己的独生儿子。
But God, I believe that God was rejoicing at what Abraham was doing.
但喺嗰一度實在係看見神嘅心係歡喜，因著亞伯拉罕嘅服從。
And God stopped him.
神就阻止咗亞伯拉罕。
Verse
13節。
And Abraham lifted up, and behold, a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the.
亞伯拉罕舉目觀看，不料有一隻公羊兩角扣在周密的小樹上。亞伯拉罕就取了那隻公羊來獻為燔祭，代替他的兒子。
Verse 14.
第十四節。
And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is the mount of the Lord is seen.
亞伯拉罕給那地方起名叫耶和華以勒，直到今日人還說在耶和華的山上必有預備。
So there are two words in this little portion.
所以喺呢一段嘅經文裡面有兩個字。
That were never known before.
係從前都冇聽過嘅。
Worship.
就係敬拜。
And Jehovah Jireh.
就是耶和華以勒。
What Abraham was doing caused God to say those kind of words from heaven.
在那一天，亞伯拉罕所作的事，就使神在天上面去講出這些話來。
Now, I want you to listen very carefully to verses 15 and 16.
我們請大家留意第15節和第16節。
As I read them.
當我讀的時候，請留心地聽。
Verse 15 and 16.
第15和第16節。
And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son.
耶和华的使者第二次从天上呼叫亚伯拉罕说：耶和华说，你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说。
Do you see what it says in verse 15?
在第十五节嗰度，大家睇唔睇到咧
？The angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven and said，
耶和华的使者第二次从天上呼叫亚伯拉罕说。
This is the angel of the Lord talking.
这个是耶和华的使者来去说话。
And then he says,
之后耶和华说，
By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord.
我指着自己起誓说。
So what's that mean?
什么意思呢？
This angel of the Lord is the Lord.
这个耶和华的使者就是我们的主。
I believe it was an appearing of the Lord Jesus in the old covenant.
我實在相信是主在舊約向人顯現。
It's the Lord.
就是主自己。
Speaking to Abraham.
就是主自己對亞伯拉罕說話。
For because thou hast thy son, thine only son, then in blessing thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies.
你既行了這事，不留下你的兒子，就是你獨生的兒子，我便指著自己起誓說。论福，我必赐大福给你；论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星、海边的沙。你子孙必得着仇敌的城门。
Way back in Genesis chapter 2 or 3, we find for the first time this word seed.
喺创世记第二章，我哋就第一次见到呢个字，讲到后裔。
Do you remember the scripture?
大家记唔记得咧
？The seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head, something like that, the seed of the woman.
就是讲到女人的后裔要伤蛇的头。
And when you find the word seed in Genesis, remember, it always refers to the Lord Jesus Christ in this way.
当我们在创世纪见到后裔这个字的时候，都是讲到指着耶稣基督来讲的。
The seed of the woman.
就是女人的后裔。
It's Christ.
就是基督。
Paul tells us that, I think, in Galatians.
保罗我相信在加拉太书这样告诉我们。
So, here it says, well, let's read.
我们再读一起读第十八节。
And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice.
并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
God gave Abraham a tremendous revelation and vision.
神就将一个极大的异象，一个的启示赐过俾亚伯拉罕。
It cost Abraham everything.
就要亚伯拉罕付上一切的代价。
When you read this story again in the book of Genesis, remember.
当我哋再喺创世纪睇呢个故事嘅时候，我哋要记得。
Twice you will find Abraham saying.
我们看到有两次亚伯拉罕这样说
or God saying about him,
或者神这样形容亚伯拉罕
He gave everything that he had, he gave everything he had to Isaac.
神係將佢亞伯拉罕將佢嘅一切係賜過俾以撒。
Isaac was his life.
以撒就係亞伯拉罕嘅生命。
Was Abraham's life.
就係亞伯拉罕嘅生命。
And God said, "You have to give him to me."
神就係要求亞伯拉罕將佢獻俾我。
And Abraham obeyed.
亞伯拉罕聽從神嘅話。
And God blessed him.
神就大大祝福佢。
And God blessed Isaac as well.
神亦都祝福以撒。
And God blessed Jacob.
神亦都祝福雅各。
When I think of these three men, I thought of these three words.
當我去思想呢三個人嘅時候，我就諗到三個字。
When I think of Abraham, I think of the word believing.
當我想起亞伯拉罕，我哋就想起相信。
He believed God.
亞伯拉罕信神。
When I think about Isaac,
當我想起以撒嘅時候
，I think about receiving.
我哋就想去接受。
Because Isaac, well, what did Isaac do?
但以撒做咗啲咩咧？
Well, Christian Chen tells us that Abraham built four altars.
咁陳喜珍弟兄告訴我哋，亞伯拉罕起咗四個壇。
And every altar was a greater step of consecration to the Lord.
每一個壇就代表亞伯拉罕進一步嘅嚟去將自己奉獻俾神。
Isaac dug four wells, but he didn't really dig them. He only cleaned them out.
以撒就係鑿咗四個嘅井，唔係佢自己鑿，佢就係將呢個四個井清理過嚟。
Four wells.
四個嘅井。
Jacob.
雅各。
He raised up four pillars.
佢將四條嘅柱立過嚟。
And Joseph wore four different jackets.
約瑟亦都著咗四件嘅袍。
But God called Abraham.
但係神就去呼召亞伯拉罕。
And blessed him.
就祝福佢。
And Abraham saw the day of the Lord Jesus Christ.
亞伯拉罕就係見到耶穌基督嘅日子。
So I want to leave you again with this, my request that you and I say tonight in our hearts to the Lord.
所以再一次去要求大家你親自嘅向神作出回應。
Lord, I'm yours.
你向主咁樣講我在這裡。
I give up all the rights to myself to you.
將屬於我嘅權利係奉獻俾你。
You can do whatever you want with me.
你能夠喺我身上面作任何嘅事情。
God is waiting to hear that from each one of us.
我哋實在係主係等待我哋有咁樣嘅回應。
I have a few more minutes.
仲有幾分鐘嘅時間。
I want you to turn to the book of Acts.
請打開《使徒行傳》。
Chapter 9.
第九章。
I'll just mention a few things first about this. Acts chapter 9 is the testimony of the conversion of Saul of Tarsus.
使徒行傳第九章就係講到掃羅嘅改變嗰個見證。
Acts chapter 22 is the same testimony.
使徒行傳第二十二章係講到同一個嘅見證。
And Acts chapter 26. Again, the same testimony.
使徒行傳第二十六章亦都係講到同一個嘅見證。
God put Saul's testimony in the book of Acts three times, using up almost those three whole chapters.
神係用咗使徒行傳三章嘅經文嚟去提及保羅嘅見證。
Surely we have to say that.Something very important God wants us to learn from this testimony.
所以我哋實在神係將好重要嘅功課喺保羅嘅見證身上邊要我哋學習。
I think you know the story.
我相信大家都曉得嗰個故事。
Saul was one of the top Pharisees in his day.
掃羅係當時法利賽人中間一個好大嘅文士。
I think he hated the Lord.
實在相信他當時實在是憎恨主耶穌。
He loved God.
他愛神。
He loved the law of Moses.
他愛摩西的律法。
But he was blind to the fact of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他是向着主耶穌是黑眼的。
And in one of his rages to go and persecute the believers in Damascus, Jesus, the glorified Jesus Christ stood in his path and arrested him.
就是在他去大马士革要去逼迫信徒的时候，这个荣耀的耶稣就是在他面前显现，是整合他的眼。
Now, without looking at your Bibles, I want you to look at me for a moment. Without looking at your Bible,
请大家不要看你的圣经，你是望着我。
I want you to tell me,
我希望你告诉我。
And not you, Josiah.
Josiah, 你都要望着我。
I think Josiah and his mom know what I'm going to say.
我相信Josiah 和他妈妈都知道我要说什么。
There were two questions that Saul of Tarsus asked the Lord Jesus. Very important question.
两个很重要的问题。
Can anybody tell me what the first one was?
大家记不记得第一个的问题是什么呢？ Amen.
Can anybody tell me what the first question was that Saul of Tarsus asked the Lord Jesus?
扫罗问主耶稣第一个问题是什么问题呢？
Anybody speak it out?You're all afraid. Yes. John, right? John got it perfectly right. His first question was, Who art thou, Lord?
他第一个问题就是主你是谁？
And that's in Acts 9 and chapter 5.
使徒行传第九章第五节。
I'm skipping over a lot of things in this portion because I only have a few minutes.
我在这一段实在不能够讲那么多，因为我只有几分钟时间。
We are still in the month of January.
我们仍然在一月。
We have two or three days left.
我们还有两三日。
And I want to suggest to you that every day you ask the Lord to remind you to ask him this question.
我提议大家每一日你都去提醒自己去要问自己这个问题。
Who are you, Lord?
主，你是谁？
I want to know you.
我希望能够认识更多。
Saul asked that question on that day of his conversion.
扫罗就是在他改变那一日问这个问题。
But if you jump ahead in his life 30 years approximately, you find him, he still has the passion to know who the Lord Jesus Christ is.
但是当你看看30年之后的保罗，同样有这个热心要去认识主是哪一位。
Approximately 30 years later, when he's writing to the church at Philippi, he's in prison, and he says this.
就是在30年之后，当他在监牢的时候，写信给腓利比的教会。
That I may know him.
使我能够认识他。
That I may know him.
使我能够认识他。
And the power of his resurrection.
就是他复活的大能。
And the fellowship of his sufferings.
就是在他受苦的交通里面。
Being made conformable unto his death.
使我们能够是被无成在他的死上面被无成他的形象。
I tell all of us that this tonight to give us an idea of what Paul thought about the greatness of Christ.
我愿意同大家这样交通，愿意大家都看到保罗是怎样认识基督那个伟大。
He followed the Lord Jesus Christ faithfully.
保罗是忠心的去跟随耶稣。
And that phrase that Ananias told him in Acts 9,About Paul, you're going to suffer for this.
阿拉利亚咁样去讲及保罗嘅时候
，He suffered shipwreck.
保罗就系经历咗沉船。
He was beaten.
佢系被打。
He went to prison.
亦都进入监牢。
And he suffered and suffered.
系受苦。
And I say, as I look at his life,
但系当我见到佢一生嘅时候
，No one knew the Lord Jesus Christ like you, Paul.
冇人能够像保罗咁样去认识嘅主耶稣基督。
But he says,
但系保罗咁讲
，After 30 years,
三十年之后
，And he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12,
就喺哥林多后书第十二章嗰度咁样讲
，I knew a man once.
我认识一个人。
I'm not sure if I was in the body or out of the body.
我唔晓得我喺身内或者身外。
But I knew this man.
但我认识基督里面一个人。
And what he's saying is that God gave him revelation.
喺嗰度讲就系神系将启示赐过俾呢个人。
Maybe more revelation than anybody else that I know of in the scriptures.
实在相信保罗系喺比起圣经其他人里面得到嘅启示系最多嘅。
And yet he says.
但系佢咁样讲。
That I may know him.
使我能够认识他。
Now something happens when we receive divine revelation of Christ.
当我们接受基督神圣的启示的时候，有事情会发生。
I'm convinced it happens every time.
我实在相信每一次我们得到启示的时候都会发生。
He becomes greater.
主是变得更加的大。
And we become smaller.
我们变得更加的渺小。
When he shows us himself.
当他将他自己向我们启示的时候。
When he shows us himself.
当他将他自己启示出来的时候
we're astounded.
我们实在是惊讶
we're blessed.
我们实在是被祝福
And we think this is great.
我们认为是很伟大的
And it is.
实在是很伟大的
But he has so much more that he wants to show us.
但是他实在是愿意将更多的向我们启示出来
So this question that he asked the Lord Jesus is a great question.That I want to encourage all of us to ask him every day this year.
所以保罗问主呢个问题，实在愿意大家每一日都咁样向主咁样问。
Who are you, Lord?
主你是谁
？And the same question.
第咧
？So I was saying the other day to some young people that I used to ask young people, "What do you want to do when you finish school?"
咁我就同年轻人咁样分享。好多时候我会咁样问，你毕业之后想做咩咧？
I don't ask him that anymore.
咁我而家唔再问呢个问题啦。
I ask him this.
我就问另外一个问题。
What do you believe God wants you to do when you're all finished school?
你毕业之后你相信主想你做什么咧
？So young people.
年轻人。
And all of us tonight.
今天晚上在座每一个人。
In the honesty, in the secret place of our heart.
喺我哋心里面隐密处。
Let's ask these two questions.
我哋向主亲自问呢个问题。
Lord, who are you?
主你是谁
And what do you want me to do?
主你要我作什么
And God, I believe God is so faithful too.
我实在相信主是信实的
Now in closing, just look down at chapter 9, verse 10.
在完结的时候我们继续看第九章第十节
And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, Behold, I am here, Lord.
当下在大马色有一个门徒名叫阿拿尼亚主在异象中对他说阿拿尼亚他说主我在这里
All the Lord Jesus had to do to Ananias was just say his name
主要阿拿尼亚做的事情就是要将他的名字说出来
Jesus said Ananias
耶稣这样说阿拿尼亚
And he said here am I Lord
Ananias 就咁回答主，我在这里。
I think the same words that Abraham said to the Lord.
相信呢一几个嘅回应就系亚伯拉罕嘅回应。
In Genesis 22 and 1.
就喺创世记第二十二章第一节嗰度咁样回答。
So in our hearts, let's tell the Lord tonight.
所以喺我哋心里面愿意咁样回应主。
Lord, I belong to you.
主，我系属于你嘅。
I do not belong to myself anymore.
我唔再系属于我自己。
I'm yours.
我是属于你的。
Let's pray.
我们请一起祈祷。
Father, we believe that you are the same God that was speaking in Abraham's day and in Saul of Tarsus' day.
天父，我实在相信你就是那位当日向亚伯拉罕说话、向扫罗说话的那位神。
And I believe you're here tonight and you've been speaking to our hearts.
我实在相信你今天是与我们相聚，你是一直的向我们说话。
You know us, Lord, each one of us.
你晓得我们每一位。
So you work for your own purpose and your own glory in our lives.
求你为着你的荣耀、你的旨意在我们身上面作工。
And transform us.
改变我们。
And conform us to the image of our wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
将我们务成那位亲爱的、宝贵的耶稣基督。
Bless your word to every one of our hearts.
求你祝福你的话在我们心里面。
And glorify your name.
使你的名得到荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.